For quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of hour number three and today's show here on this Tuesday, February 10th, 2026 edition. Live right now is a partial government shutdown looming over the Department of Homeland Security's funding deal. Remember, before the January 31st deadline, they were threatened with a government shutdown. Well, they funded the government approximately 98% of federal spending, but the carve out was for the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. They funded it only for 2 weeks. Well, guess what? By this coming Valentine's Day Saturday, if they don't get it funded, the Republicans wanting to continue to fund Department of Homeland Security and ICE and Kristi Noem as Homeland Security Director, the Democrats want her fired. They want ICE agents out of states and out of cities. If they don't get their way, they're going to be fighting and they're going to be appealing to some very far left leaning Republicans. Susan Collins, senator from Maine, is facing a huge election this year. We also have libertarians, Senator Rand Paul, Congressman Tom Massey, both of them from Kentucky. Well, guess what? It's going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out. Well, the ICE director and other Department of Homeland Security officials are being questioned on illegal immigration efforts. The hearing is ongoing right now. The main reason for these hearings, the testimony, the questions that they're asking, comes as a result of the two fatal shootings of two protesters in Minnesota. Also, they want to ask the border czar about the operations. Will they continue until his mission is complete? Well, we already know the answer to that. The answer of that, of course, is yes. Until it's done, we're going to keep doing it. So this is a hearing happening right now in the U.S. House of Representatives Homeland Security Committee. And this is coming down to a vote this week. Well, as Kevin Kievsky said, he wants the Republicans to push Mike Johnson to also bring up a vote on the SAVE Act. If the Republicans have enough votes to keep funding ICE and Department of Homeland Security, we might as well get the same Republicans to vote for the Save America Act. In doing so, getting both of those passed with Republican majority votes in the House would then go to the Republican majority in the Senate. The only question is, would they suspend the filibuster rule in order to get it done? So a lot of stuff happening in Washington, D.C. this week. Now, we have a short story here from 2022. Macomb County jury yesterday convicted two men of conducting a criminal enterprise in connection with the 2022 fraudulent signature scheme that kept six gubernatorial candidates and judges off the ballot. Sean Wilmoth of Warren and Willie Reed of Pompano Beach, Florida, were also convicted of multiple counts of false pretenses, using a computer to commit crimes, and election law forgery. Reed also was convicted of larceny by conversion. They face up to 20 years in prison and will be sentenced on March 18th. Wilmoth's wife, Jamie Wilmoth Gooden, was acquitted. Quote, according to the Attorney General Dana Nessel, the fraud perpetrated by the defendants robbed eight candidates of their chance to appear on the ballot, defrauded their campaigns, and denied millions of Michiganders a choice in the 2022 gubernatorial election. I am proud of the diligence my office, let me this story is worded crazy. I am proud of the diligent work my office and the Department of State has done to secure these convictions. We will continue to investigate and prosecute instances of election fraud to protect our democratic process. Well, if you remember, the defendant's conduct kept retired Detroit Police Chief James Craig, Business Executive Perry Johnson, Michigan State Police Captain Michael Brown, Financial Advisor Michael Markey Jr., Ryan Kelly, Donna Brandenburg, off the ballot as gubernatorial candidates. In addition, judicial candidates Trisha Dare, John Callahan, and John Michael Malone were also off the ballot while running for judgeships. Seven of the candidates failed to meet the signature requirements, while Brown voluntarily withdrew his name without submitting his signatures for review, because he used these two individuals to collect his signatures. Those candidates contracted either directly or indirectly through intermediary consultants with businesses owned and operated actually by Wilmoth and Reed to get nomination signatures to appear on the August primary that year, 2022. Well, the defendants charged the campaigns more than $700,000 for valid signature collection, then knowingly delivered tens of thousands of forged signatures on nomination petition sheets to eight of the campaigns. Some of the signatures for these candidates, folks, were identical. You can only sign for one gubernatorial candidate. If you've been asked to sign a sheet and you have signed it, you're done. You can't sign multiple candidates' nominating petitions. If it's determined your signature appears on more than one, both sheets will cross out your signature. So you're wasting your time if you signed already and somebody asked you to sign another one. You can't do it. It's that simple. Well, the criminal investigation began when Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's office identified three dozen petition circulators who submitted fraudulent petition sheets. Three dozen circulators. Bureau of Elections estimated that there was about 68,000 invalid signatures across 10 sets of petitions. When you divide it out, that's 6,800 per campaign. That was just enough to get them below the 15,000 minimum signatures required. As a result, Craig, Johnson, Brown, Markey, Kelly, Brandenburg all kept off the ballot in the primary August of 2022. Now, Perry Johnson's campaign, now being run by John Yab and others, saying that they are getting the signatures done with other vetted companies that have proven to have very high successful validation signatures and will be vetting the signatures against the qualified voter files before the April 21st deadline. So the Johnson campaign has assured us that he will have enough valid signatures to be on the ballot this year. So we'll wait and see how this all plays out. Now, one of the other stories that came out that the Democrats and everybody is very, very excited about is the RX Kids program. City of Detroit celebrated its RX Kids cash assistance program for pregnant residents and newborns that went effective online yesterday. It will deliver $1,500 cash to Detroiters who are at least 16 weeks pregnant and will provide $500 monthly payments for the first 6 months of a baby's life. The celebration had a Valentine's-themed baby love event down in Detroit. It featured remarks by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Secretary of State candidate Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, Detroit City Council President James Tate Jr., State Senator Sylvia Santana, and Detroit Mayor Mary Sheffield, and the Flint-based pediatrician, Dr. Mana Hanna, H-A-N-N-A. She's the founder of the program. According to Sheffield, the mayor, 743 applicants applied for the assistance as of 9 o'clock yesterday in 3 hours. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Miss P just reminded me that we had not mailed out those petition sheets yet for Carla Wagner's governor campaign. Totally apologize. The folder in my phone got screwed up, and I deleted you guys by accident. I had you stored in a petition sheet folder that had your name, your address, and how many sheets you could help us get signatures for, and it was deleted out of my phone. So like Miss P, if you in the past week or two ago, I mentioned that we have sheets here at the radio studio, text me your name, your mailing address, and how many sheets you would like me to send to you guys. There's 10 signatures per sheet. So if you feel you can get 20 or 30 signatures, text me two or three, and I will mail those out to you when I get to the post office this afternoon. Totally, totally apologize. I didn't realize that the folder had been deleted. I remembered saying it on the radio, but I couldn't find you guys anywhere in my phone. I get so many text messages every single day during the show. They get deleted at the end of the day automatically in my phone. So I didn't see you guys requesting them because the folder, the save folder, was deleted. It was screwed up by accident. So again, if you'd like to help Carla Wagner get signatures to qualify to be on the ballot for governor, text me your name, your mailing address, and how many sheets you can use, and I'll mail them out to you. I'll try to get to the post office this afternoon, if not for sure, tomorrow. I apologize. There was a screw up in my phone folder, and I lost your request. Miss P, I left you right here unread. I haven't replied to you yet, but I did get your text message. Now, again, want to remind you that we have in process confirmed that we have Mark Farner's American Band is going to be the main event at Liberty Mountain USA on 4th of July. Kind of interesting this year how all these major dates are showing up on Saturdays this year. This Saturday, February 14th, Valentine's Day. Well, Saturday, July 4th is America's 250th birthday party. And man, we've got a big party planned at Liberty Mountain USA down in Farwell, Michigan, in Clare County. We're waiting to get the flyer on it, as well as the link for you to be able to reserve your tickets online. We're going to try to make this concert very affordable. We're getting other acts in addition to Mark's band. And at the end of the night, it's going to be a huge, unbelievable fireworks display. Unbelievable. So we are going to absolutely promote this. As soon as we get the flyer, we'll have it for you. But mark your calendars right now. You need to be partying with us on Saturday, 4th of July at Liberty Mountain, USA. This venue, folks, you got to come and see it. It is unbelievable. And John Pastor, Craig Pastor, Rob Cordes, the owners, are going to be working their butts off getting it ready for us this year. We're excited. It's going to be a huge, huge party. Then, of course, 2 weeks later, Saturday, July 18th, 7th Annual Antrim County Conservative Fun Shoot and Pig Roast. Ian Murphy is going to be smoking our pork again this year. So it'll be an iron pig smoked dinner. We're going to have the governor candidates come and speak to us because it's just a couple of weeks before the August 4th primary. So mark your calendars for that as well. We already have ticket sales launched. Officer Rick, Nick Wallace, J2 Construction have already made their donations. Text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, and I'll send you the link to our website, acconservatives.org. All the information is listed there. Plus, in the top right corner is the yellow donate button. You read the story, you understand tickets for adults are $40, teenagers are $20, and the kids 12 and under are free. Make your donation on our PayPal account, not yours, but ours. When you click on that yellow button, our page will open up, change the zeros to the dollar amount. If you're buying more than one ticket, go to the note to seller box and give us the names of everybody who will be coming. Make your donation. You'll get an email receipt from our PayPal account. That's your ticket. Print it out or take a picture of it on your phone. That is your ticket to get into the event. We'll be teaching the young kids firearm safety. And we have a 22 long rifle and a 20-gauge shotgun. John Palmer, Palmer Pig Farm over in Onaway, is donating the 22. And Nick Wallace, J2 Construction, is donating the shotguns to the kids. So we're excited. We are looking forward. So mark your calendars and come party with us in July. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face